And one convert him, let him know that he which converteth a sinner from the error of his way shall save a soul from death and shall hide a multitude of sins. And neighbor, we here find that James is talking as he's talking to the brethren all the way through. Of course, he addressed this to Jewish brethren. But whether we're Jews or Gentiles, we're all one in Christ. I'll tell you, there's no difference between the Jew and the Gentile in Christ. And he's addressing this letter to brethren. And if any of you do err from the truth, and one convert him, talking about the sinning or the erring brother, let him know that he which converteth the sinner, that's the sinning brother, from the error of his way, shall save a soul from death. It didn't mean just save him from going out here and dying a natural death. It's talking about his soul dying, going to hell. He'll save his soul from going to hell and shall hide a multitude of sins. An erring brother, God says here, if he departs from the truth and you can turn him back, you can save him from going to hell. And I'll tell you, friend, we don't hear much about this anymore. We've got too much error all mixed up with the truth of God's word. And I'll tell you, this is a holy Bible. And God's a holy God. And he commands us to be holy, even as he which it hath called you is holy. So be ye holy. In all manner of conversation, the great apostle Peter says in 1 Peter 1, in verses 15 and 16. And he says before that in verse 13 and 14, wherefore gird up the loins of your mind, be sober, and hope to the end for the grace that is to be brought unto you at the revelation of Jesus Christ, as obedient children, not fashioning yourselves according to the former lust in your ignorance, then what I just quoted, but as he which hath called you is holy, so be ye holy in all manner of conversation, because it is written, be ye holy, for I am holy. I'll tell you, everything in this Bible is holy. The precious blood of Jesus Christ is holy. His grace is holy. The Bible calls the Spirit of God the Holy Spirit. And I'll tell you, God expects us to be holy people and to be obedient children, not fashioning ourselves according to the former lust in our ignorance. And I'll tell you, there's too much ignorance. There's too much blindness. And I'll tell you, like rat poison, that is 95% cornmeal and only 5% poison. When we misinterpret the scriptures and begin to preach this old doctrine of eternal security, that if you're once saved, you're always saved. You have to sin every day. I'll tell you, nothing could be more in error against the Word of God. And they quote scriptures right out of the Bible, and it is 95% cornmeal and 5% poison, but that poison makes it just as deadly as if the whole were poison. And I'll tell you, friend, we must be aware. We must be sensitive to the real truth of God's Word and to the Spirit of God, and whether a man is sin of God or whether he is not sin of God. I'll tell you, God makes our salvation conditional all the way through the Holy Bible, and we need to give ear to what it says. In 1 Corinthians 15, the great apostle Paul here, beginning in verse 1, moreover, brethren, I declare unto you the gospel which I preached unto you, which also ye have received and wherein ye stand, by which also you're saved. If, there's that condition that's set forth, if you keep in memory what I preached unto you, unless you have believed in vain. And I'll tell you, we must keep on living by the same faith that saved us. It brings us into a relationship with God through grace that by faith we obtain, and we continue with God by obeying his word. James 1:22, but be ye doers of the word, and not hearers only, deceiving your own selves. And I'll tell you, there's a lot of folks deceiving themselves, and there's a lot of folks being deceived in these days. And the Bible tells us in 1 John 3:7, little children, let no man deceive you, for he that doeth righteousness is righteous, even as he is righteous. That's speaking of Christ. And it didn't say imputed, it says do it. I'll tell you, we must be doers of the word, not just get out here and hear it and say, well, that's good, and it doesn't make any difference, because if I sin, oh, God's going to forgive me. He won't know such a thing unless you repent. And I'll tell you, repentance means you turn away from your sins. You don't live in your sin. You give them up. Jesus said in John 8:31-32, and to those Jews that believed on him, he said, if you continue in my word, if, there's that if again, conditional, then are ye my disciples indeed, and ye shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. In John 15 and 6, Jesus said, if a man abide not in me, and 1 John 3 and 6, whosoever abideth in him sinneth not. You don't sin when you abide in Christ. He said, if a man abide not in me, he is cast forth as a branch and is withered, and men gather them and cast them into the fire, and they are burned. And I'll tell you, neighbor, we need to hear what God has to say and not what some commentary or some unbeliever has to tell us. In 1 Timothy, the 2nd chapter, verse 15, talking about women, God said, notwithstanding, she shall be saved in childbearing if they continue in faith and charity and holiness with sobriety. There's that if again. In 1 Timothy 4:16, God said, take heed unto thyself and unto the doctrine. Continue in them. For in doing this thou shalt both save thyself and them that hear thee. In 1 John 2, beginning in verse 1, we read here the conditions of salvation. My little children, these things I write unto you that ye sin not. And if any man sin, we have an advocate with the Father. See, if there's a possibility, but not the probability, that Jesus Christ the righteous, he is the propitiation for our sins, and not for ours only, but also the sins of the whole world. That's right, a sinning Christian can get forgiveness if you repent of it. But I'll tell you, when you sin, you're not in Christ, and you have to come back in Christ. And hereby we do know that we know him if we keep his commandments. He that saith, I know him, and keepeth not his commandments, is a liar, and the truth is not in him. And I'll tell you, friend, we need to believe what the Bible says. Don't try to interpret it and fool around and mutilate it by carrying on all kinds of doubtful statements about it and say, well, I heard a preacher explain it this way. Let's believe it the way it is. In Romans 8 and verse 10, listen to this. And if Christ be in you, if Christ be in you, the body is dead because of sin, but the spirit is life because of righteousness. And if, there's that condition again, the spirit of him that raised up Jesus from the dead dwell in you, he that raised up Christ from the dead shall also quicken your mortal bodies by his spirit that dwelleth in you. Then he said, brethren, we're debtors not to the flesh to live after the flesh. For if ye live after the flesh, you'll die. But if ye through the Spirit, see, it's through the help of the Spirit, we can mortify the deeds of the body. You don't have to live in sin. The Holy Ghost can give you power. If you're sanctified and filled with the Holy Ghost, you can live above sin. And I'll tell you, that's the victory that Jesus came to give us. And he said, through the Spirit, if you mortify the deeds of the body, you shall live. I know scriptures like John 10, 27, that the people that preach eternal security, quote, my sheep, Jesus said, hear my voice, and I know them, and they follow me. And I give unto them eternal life, and they shall never perish, neither shall any man pluck them out of my hand. My Father which gave them me is greater than all, and no man is able to pluck them out of my Father's hand. That's absolutely true. But I'll tell you, when you mess it up, mutilate it, and explain it away, I'll tell you, then there's no power in it. There's no man can make me backslide. It's only myself and my foolishness and my rebellion and my rejection of God's word and his help through the blood of Jesus and through the help of the Holy Ghost to live victoriously above sin. Then I depart from Christ. For the Bible says, 1 John 3 and 6, whosoever abideth in him sinneth not. In verse 8 said, he that committeth sin is of the devil. And I'll tell you, it says here, don't say what people says it says. He says, my sheep hear my voice. Sheep is the people of God in his present tense. If we presently hear Christ, hear his voice, he said, I know them, present tense, and they follow me, present tense, and I give to them eternal life, present tense. He gives it to us as we follow him, but if we don't follow him, then we do not have that eternal life, because the eternal life is in Jesus Christ. It's just not a little package somebody sticks in your hand or shoves in your insides. It's the person of Jesus Christ. And he that hath the Son hath life, but he that hath not the Son hath not life. And friend, in him there is no sin, and you can't be in him and have sin in your life. Then if you'll follow him and you'll hear his voice and obey him, then he said, I will give them eternal life presently, and they shall future never perish, and no man can pluck them out of my hand. Well, that's right. Only you can determine that. You're not a prisoner. God didn't make me a prisoner when he saved me. I still have my free moral agency that made me come to the Lord. He didn't make me serve him. He didn't make me bow my knee. He never made me repent. He just dealt with my heart, convicted me, and reproved me of my sin, and I willingly said, I surrender to you, Lord. But that decision can be changed at my option, and I'm not a prisoner of the Lord. Well, thank the Lord that giveth us the victory over sin and the flesh and the devil through our Lord Jesus Christ. We'll continue.